Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Monday episodes of The Offensive will continue as usual. Europa League Thursday night episodes are suspended until further notice.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Well, it's not great, Kieran. The results are back and you've tested positive.
Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah.
Are you absolutely sure?
Yeah, certain.
What do I do now?
Well, you can find all the information online, but you need to inform the people you've been with recently.
Yeah, I can do that, yeah.
I'll send the results over so you can see them for yourself.
Yeah, thanks, Rachel.
But you need to make sure that you let the right people know, Kieran.
Yeah, understood. Is there anything else?
Yeah, I'll get the medication couriered over to you.
Great.
Then just follow the directions, and that chlamydia should clear right up.
Right, okay. Thanks a lot. Danielle, you got your sister's number?
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888 and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. Despite a turbulent and disruptive start to their five-year plan, Ashwood City achieved European qualification and they now enter season two of The Offensive. Amidst the coronavirus outbreak and the cancellation of all football fixtures, Ashwood City have thrown their efforts behind fulfilling their sport relief commitments, a decision which has had dire consequences.
I didn't think I'd be talking about football when they cancelled the whole lot this week. And to be honest, I didn't think things could get worse for this country, or indeed the whole world. And then Ashwood City came out with this song, and I have to tell you, it's an absolute disgrace. And I feel that...
Okay, you don't need me to tell you that that's an absolute banger. Dexy's Midnight Runners there. And we're going to go to the calls. I've got Mark in Sittingbourne. Mark, how you doing, mate? And what's your banger?
Oh, Kevin. Yeah, I wanted to play that song again, right? But you should have come on our leave since COVID-19.
Yeah, good one, good one. That's about 400 years old, that joke. I've read that about six times today alone. That's goodbye to Mark. God, juvenile fool. Where was I? Anyway, yeah, speaking of juvenile fools, I've got to touch on the new Sport Relief charity single from Ashwood City Football Club, A Goal for Africa. Yeah, you heard right. They've released a charity single. Can you believe it? And I've got to say, my word, it is offensive. It is deeply, deeply offensive. One of the worst songs I've heard in a long, long time. It's definitely not a banger. We're going to be touching on that.
Not only is the song ill-timed, it's old-fashioned. Dated. And simply, it makes me feel sick just listening to it. The bottom line is that the lyrics are just offensive. Pure and simply offensive.
Well, yeah, okay, that may be the case, but don't forget one of the most popular charity singles of all time, the Band-Aid single, featured Bono saying the line, "Tonight, thank God it's them, instead of you."
Yeah, but Bono is a shit.
Okay, yeah, listen, regardless of what your thoughts are on Bono, let's just apologise for the language used there.
I mean, people are calling it the worst song of all time. it's harsh, isn't it?
It's definitely the worst football song ever, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know. What about the Anfield rap? That was pretty bad.
Come on, the Anfield rap was fantastic. What are you talking about,
look,
man?
Look, I'll get it. You can't be subjective here, obviously, being a scouser, but you cannot tell me, eye to eye, that the Anfield rap is a better song than Ashwood City's A Goal for Africa. You just can't.
Nah, I'm not having that. The Anfield rap didn't offend anyone, did it?
Well,
It didn't offend an entire nation, an entire continent. That's what Ashwood City are doing. It's crazy. They're ridiculous.
Oh, it's for charity.
It's not even Red Nose Day. It's for sport relief. Why are they singing about Africa? Why are they singing about curing hunger? What's Keenan Broome going to do to cure hunger?
You're listening to The British Hour. Now, guys and girls, I have to say, I've had a few tweets asking me to play the new song from Ashford City Football Club, but I cannot and I will not stoop to that level. Yes, I am taking your requests, but let's have a bit of decency, eh, Britain? Come on. Now, here's some classic British rock all the way from 1972. Enjoy!
Fucking way, you old prat! You call that driving? Oh yeah, of course you fucking... Oh, it's a woman classic. Fucking... No, come on, use your fucking indicator. Are you... Jesus Christ, it's like fucking Legoland out here. Hurry up, come on! It's on fucking yellow! It's on yellow!
I didn't think so.
Yeah, I enjoy your Hyundai.
Dr. Rachel Webber.
Rachel, I need you to get into the boardroom and reattach Patrick Nolan's cock and bollocks to his own groin.
Sorry, Jess, I don't follow.
Patrick Nolan, the chief executive, he's just had his genitalia ripped off.
By who?
By the head of communications of Ashwood fucking City.
That's you?
Yes. That's me.
Sorry, Jess, is this a joke or something I should be taking seriously?
I'm just giving you a little insight into what's about to happen, all right?
Okay. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Yes. Don't use any anaesthetic. Just make sure he feels everything.
Hello?
I'll have an Egg McMuffin meal. Right fucking now!
This isn't a McDonald's.
Egg McMuffin? Now!
This is the security gate for Ashwood City Football Club.
Yes, and I can see your fucking breakfast. Give it to me.
But...
Fucking give it to me.
Okay.
Oh, you've taken a bite out the hash brown.
Well, it's my breakfast. You know, you're supposed to be working from home unless absolutely...
What's that?
It's a latte.
Hand it over.
Okay.
Open the barrier.
Well, I've got to sign you in because of the coronavirus.
Yes.
No!
Nonce. I'm fucking... No. Sharon, where is he? Where is he?
Who?
You know I'm a fucking...
But they said you had coronavirus.
Don't look at the floor! Look at my eyes!
She's coming. Okay, turn and face, everybody. Turn and face.
Right, man. If that door opens, we all die. Your king dies. Do you understand?
Yes, Woody.
Mickey?
I understand.
It's been an honour serving with you, gentlemen. Brace for impact.
Hold! Hold!
You!
Hold!
Open that fucking door or I will smash this glass!
Hold!
Open the door!
Woody! My grip! Theo, hold on! I can't! Let me take over.
I just want to talk.
I don't want to!
Let me in!
No!
Why not?
Because you're going to hurt me.
Oh, don't be silly.
Jess, put the fire extinguisher down.
Then open the door.
Shall I, Patrick?
Are you fucking mental? Don't you dare open the door.
How are we doing, Theo?
I can't take it anymore.
She's getting stronger, Woody.
Patrick, stop winding her up.
Never!
Tell me why you did it.
charity.
That's not fucking good enough. Oh,
helping the poor and desperate, the vulnerable people on this planet.
I don't talk shit.
It's Red Nose Day, Jess. This isn't acceptable behaviour.
It's not Red Nose Day, pal. But she does have red cheeks. She's got a red forehead, red eyes.
Right, that is it.
Hey, where are you going?
I'm going to hit you where it hurts the most.
Oh, my God. She's going to go after your investment fund.
Jess, get back here.
Oh, which one's your car pack? Is this a Jag?
No, Jess. No, that car's only a year old.
Bye, Patrick.
It's only done 3,000 miles. It's basically new, Jess. 3,000 miles.
Yeah, best of luck with the press.
Oh, fuck. Let her in.
Are you insane?
Woody, Mickey, Theo. At ease.
Pal, come on.
It's over. We have to surrender. Jess!
What are you doing?
It's a white flag.
It's a tissue.
I know, but I'm replicating a white flag. You know, peace. Right? Here you go, Woody.
Thanks, pal.
Patrick, don't use Woody's tissues.
Do I sound ill to you?
I wasn't suggesting you'd use it for your nose.
Right, you know what? I've had it up to here with being labelled as some kind of wank fanatic.
Okay, Woody, now is not the time.
It's bullying.
I'll show you bullying, you haggis fucking piece of shit.
He did the song, not me.
Get off.
Right, break it up, break it up.
Get that tissue in your face, you bully.
Oh, Woody!
Enough!
Oh my God, get it out of my mouth!
Mickey, Theo, could you excuse us?
Oh, I think I've broken my wrist.
Theo, seriously, mate, out. So, what's up?
Fuck off.
Okay, this is about the song.
Sorry, is this related to football? Why is he here?
Boardroom, I'm on the board, next
Woody,
question.
Shh, he'll be a silent witness, okay?
Explain yourself.
So... is this about the song?
Are you fucking kidding me?
All right. I was just checking we were on the same page. Patrick Nolan.
Patrick, what the fuck is...
Dwight says hi.
Ashwood City is the main discussion point on Good Morning Britain, Patrick.
I know.
Piers Morgan is struggling to defend us.
I know.
I just listened to the worst radio stations in Britain refuse to play the track.
Well, that's good.
I've also heard it's had 5 million YouTube views.
Also good.
No, Patrick. No, it isn't good. It isn't good that anyone, not even a single person, has heard Kieran Broome rap about dying children.
Look, the PR team...
The PR team of yours is for Patrick fucking Nolan, not for Ashwood City. Those are the rules. I'm the captain of this ship and I will blow you and the little rowing boat of yours out of the fucking water, mate.
Okay, so listen. We always do something for Red Nose Day, yeah? I had an idea, it was affordable, and Woody said it would be all right.
Oh, my
whoa,
God.
Whoa, hold on.
Oh, look, the silent witness has found his voice.
You said, I've got this idea, a song for Red Nose Day about
Africa.
Yeah,
and you said that would be all right.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I think if you remember correctly, I said, it's Spot Relief, not Red Nose Day, and I said, that's all right.
Sorry, what's the difference there?
I didn't say it'd be all right, did I? I was saying that the idea was, all right.
Eh. What does eh mean?
Eh.
Eh.
Yeah, E-H. Eh.
What sort of fucking dictionary is this? Woody, if I wanted to know how to spell words, I'd say, hey Google, how do I spell this word? I wouldn't consult with my sporting director.
I'm sorry, I couldn't help you with that.
Not now, Google!
I'm just consolidating my position on this, all right? I did not agree with it, but... I'm not going to stand here and say I told you so. I'm not like that.
Oh, right? How fucking convenient for you.
Patrick, you are facing the press this afternoon and you are going to apologise.
In Your Dreams.
Playing In Your Dreams by Stevie Nicks.
You are doing it. This is an absolute catastrophe.
Google, stop.
I've scheduled the press conference. You are going to explain our charitable programmes in full. Every single detail, every single penny we give to charity will be clarified. And this song will be a source of... profound regret. Got that? Say it with me.
Profound regret.
Profound regret. Remember that exact line. Profound regret.
Okay. Have you even heard the song yet, out of interest?
Do not fucking test me, Patrick.
I'm just asking.
No, I haven't. I switched off after the first verse. The white guilt gave me hives. I will see you in the press room.
Hives.
Well, hate to say I told you so.
Playing Hate to Say I Told You So by The Hives.
All right, what are you two talking about?
Woody's spidey sense.
Oh, yeah? You're going to come sit down? Second half is about to kick off. Or...
or not. I don't know.
The Offensive Podcast is now on Patreon. With a single level subscription tier of just $5 a month, you can become an official member of the Super Whites with the Ashwood City season ticket. You'll get an access all areas pass to Dartley Park and receive previously unseen behind-the-scenes footage. This will include sit-down, one-on-one, in-depth interviews with both creatives and the cast of the show. You'll also receive club shop discounts and exclusive merchandise for Patreons only. Monthly downloads will continue in the off-season and will include MP3 downloads of songs featured in the show, such as the Ashwood City song,
We're Big Oven Chilling On,
and a full, previously unheard, 4-minute version of
It's the End of the World as We Know It.
Your money will go towards running costs and maintaining our current high standards. It will allow us to continue to bring you a show described as must-listen by The Guardian, ultra-sharp by GQ, and sharper than Luis Suarez's left canine by The Football Pink. Sign up now for a one-tier price of just $5 a month. You'll become an official fan of the club and enjoy all these benefits and so much more. Visit patreon.com/Ashwood City and get your membership today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
When you say the sponsors are furious, how furious are we talking here?
In terms of local sponsors, we're okay. They don't seem that upset.
Oh, God bless the little Englanders.
On a global scale, we're semi-fucked. iBet basically have a consultancy firm that have told them just how bad this is.
They didn't know it was bad.
They're a Chinese betting company. Dealing with patronising melodies insulting half of Africa isn't something they have in their locker.
Right, so what's the deal? How do we play this?
So, I've checked in with a few of the brands. They're going to obviously want high-level meetings explaining this shower of shite. But for now, just don't use the press room.
I was going to get Patrick apologising.
No. Well, you can still have that, but as long as sponsors are visible behind him, you just can't use that room.
Why not?
They don't want any association with it, Jess. This is Ashwood City's problem alone. Otherwise, we're in deeper shit.
Right, okay. Oh, we could do a single camera setup in the boardroom.
Great idea.
Okay, great. I'm going to have Patrick sort of run through our charitable endeavours that do not involve this song.
Yeah, sounds good. And get that sack of shit saying all the right things, and I'll see if the sponsors have swallowed it all.
Great. Oh, good work. And how's the pregnancy?
Not great.
Why not?
Found out it's a boy.
Oh, shit. Sorry, mate.
You should just look into the camera and do some, like, hypnosis or something, you know.
Hypnosis?
Hey, like, convince them that they never heard the song.
Are you basing this off anything realistic, or is this the demon headmaster?
It's psychology, pal. Hey, Google, play the Demon Headmaster theme.
Playing the Demon Headmaster theme song.
Woody, for fuck's sake, this is really, really serious. Google, stop!
Cheer up. God.
I'm trying to get everything in order here for what I'm going to say. I've just chucked £500,000 at a well-building initiative to cover this.
I know, I've read the pamphlet, pal. Great stuff. You're a philanthropist at heart. You really are.
Yeah, and I've had to offset it by losing some catering staff. And now, I'm fucking starving.
Right, here's your camera.
What are you doing?
I'm setting up the shot.
Hey, Roman Polanski, we're trying to fucking rehearse.
We're doing
nonce.
The apology from here. Live stream on Facebook and Twitter.
Live stream?
Yes, live stream.
As in, like, live. Like, my fellow Americans type thing.
I don't know what that means, but sure.
Oh, come on, it's just straight sincerity down the barrel. Give them hell.
It's just a little unsettling that it'll be live.
Yeah, well, this is the consequences of not listening to me.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. It's not that I didn't listen, it's that I never consulted in the first place.
Whoa, 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 do not whoa, 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 whoa me, you fucking shit. Do you want to get into this now?
No.
Right then.
Well, give her your lowdown.
Okay, yeah, so I'm going to talk about the community projects that we do locally. There's that word again.
This is a global problem. Ashwood residents don't care that you insulted a continent.
Okay, so community project off the list.
Yep. Global charity stats only, please.
Okay, well, I've actually rolled out a whole new initiative.
Okay.
It will take the focus away from the song.
What is it?
Building wells.
Okay, it's better.
Yeah, right. Woody, show her the thing.
They build wells for communities that need them. You know, we've just given them a load of cash and supplies and that.
You haven't done anything.
Strong branding. Okay, great. This looks like...
What?
Read that.
I've read it.
Read that bit right there.
The Waterway Fund offers access to fresh water for disenfranchised communities. Since its inception, Waterway has built over 100 wells in France.
In France?
In France.
In fucking France!
Well, I didn't see that.
France, Patrick, fucking France!
I said I didn't see that bit. I made a mistake.
You are going to look into the lens of this camera, and with the most balls out, no bullshit, stark bollock naked sincerity, you are going to apologise for that fucking song. Apologise and apologise until your fucking brain bleeds for all I care, and then I will switch the camera off and I'm going home.
Okay.
Why do the French need wells?
Out!
What?
Get the fuck out! Now!
Good luck, pal.
Get the fuck out! Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Profound regret.
Profound regret. Stefan Cessignon.
What are you doing?
I'm just doing some vocal warm-ups, Jess. Stefan Cessignon.
Stop doing that.
I don't want to make a mistake, Jess. Okay. Marco Arnautovic had a bout of goutovic. He ate some sauerkraut of it.
Stop it.
Okay, fine.
Okay, so let me just... I'm just going to run it on Facebook and on Twitter. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. And go.
It has been brought to my attention that our recent charitable effort to tackle the heartbreaking hardships of famine and suffering in the third world has in fact insulted the character and culture of those we wanted to help most. I take full responsibility for the fundraising efforts, and the club had always had such deep-rooted sympathy for those in poverty all over the world. I feel that this recent endeavour has damaged that goodwill. Nevertheless, we shall admit our mistake, fix the trust we have broken, and move on to fight injustice and misery wherever it may reside. I'm sorry. I hope that those affected and offended by this ill-considered act can one day forgive us. I accept your anger and disappointment in our actions, and I can promise that we will atone for the mistake that was A Goal for Africa.
Playing A Goal for Africa by Ashwood City.
Oh, God!
No!
When the rain pours down and you can't go on, with your back against a wall in the final fight, it's easy to forget the land of endless hunger.
whether fighting to simply stay alive. And they say that it's helpless, what can you do? I don't believe that it's true. There's a team who will fight to end hunger now. Super and white, I'll tell you who. Seconds to go, Ashwood and Ty. Gotta find strength from somewhere inside. Our hopes have all but died. But we will never give up the fight. We're super and we're white. Let's score a goal for Africa tonight. Don't call me naive, don't show me the door. I'm gonna prove you wrong. You say it can't be done. We'll see who's laughing when we see the final score. World hunger nil, Ashwood City won. Because with seconds to go, Ashwood are tied. Gotta find strength from somewhere inside. Our hopes have all but died. But we will never give up the fight. We're super and we're white. Let's score a goal for Africa tonight.
This is a message from your captain of Kent. I'm not claiming to be heaven sent, but every couple of years I switch on my telly. I sit and watch it all with Marco and Welly. The orphan's hunger, it brings tears to me eyes. My heart breaks because they're covered in flies. We always say that we want to do more, but all we're trained to do is tackle and score. So tonight we'll get the strength from the Serengeti. We'll all play just like we're Lionel Messi. Riviera will stop a shot from Temo Puki. We'll feel the love come all the way from Djibouti. KFC will stand as tall as Kilimanjaro. For when he's locked eyes one-on-one with Carl Darlow. I'll always play for a lad and his dad. But tonight I'm gonna do it for Chad. From the Maasai Mara all the way across the Sahara. It's unbelievable, says Chris Kamara. From Tunbridge Wells to the White Cliffs of Dover. We won't stop till hunger is over. I know it can't be done overnight, but don't forget that we're super and we're white. These final seconds, let's not wallow in self-pity. Let's pull our socks up because we're Ashwood City.
There's seconds to go, Ashwood have died. Gotta find strength from somewhere inside. Our hopes have all but died. But
we
will never give up the fight. We're super and we're white. Let's score a goal for Africa tonight.
Come on, lads, come on!
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. Interact with the club on Twitter at Ashwood City. Visit the website at ashwoodcity.com. The club shop is now stocked with home and away shirts.
This was a Stakhanov production.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit. And he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.